Lamentations chapter 3, reading from verse 1 through 26. Lamentations chapter 3. I am the man that hath seen affliction by the rod of his wrath. He hath led me and brought me into darkness, but not into light. Surely against me is he turned. He turneth his hand against me all the day. My flesh and my skin hath he made old. He hath broken my bones. He hath builded against me and compassed me with gall and travail. He hath set me in dark places, as they that be dead of old. He hath hedged me about, that I cannot get out. He hath made my chain heavy. Also where I cry and shout, he shutteth out my prayer. He hath enclosed my ways with hewn stone. He hath made my paths crooked. He was unto me as a bear lying in wait, and as a lion in secret places. He hath turned aside my ways and pulled me in pieces. He hath made me desolate. He hath bent his bow and set me as a mark for the arrow. He hath caused the arrows of his quiver to enter into my reins. I was a derision to all my people and their song all the day. He hath filled me with bitterness. He hath made me drunken with wormwood. He hath also broken my teeth with gravel stones. He hath covered me with ashes. And thou hast removed my soul far off from peace. I forget prosperity. And I said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord. Remembering mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall, my soul hath them still in remembrance and is humbled in me. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto him, to them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Here ends the reading of God's word.
Let's seek the countenance of the Lord now in prayer. O Lord, we thank thy holy name that thou brings us together on this special day of thanksgiving. And we have to confess, O Lord, we have no thankfulness in our own. Let us see that, O Lord, we cannot pray, we cannot thank. We need thee, O Holy Spirit, to do all in us, to give us a heart full of prayer, for longing, for thee, for thy grace, for thy presence, for thy glory, that thy name may be glorified this day. And Lord, give us true thankfulness. Pour it out in our soul out of the fullness of the praying and thanking high priest at thy right hand. O Lord, enable us to preach thy gospel in fullness, in liberty, and earnestness, that we may separate between thy children and they who are it not, and that we may be honest in warning all the unconverted in our midst. How terrible it is to hear the gospel and to believe it not. How terrible it is, O Lord, to be preached, to be among the preaching of the gospel of Christ, and to be blind for His beauty, for His worthiness. O Lord, open our eyes for our guilt, for the depth of our sin. Open our eyes for the glory of Christ, so that we may see Thee, O dear Savior, that we may use Thee as our personal Savior, as the only way to the Father, and that we may come to the throne of grace and to experience fatherly love, fatherly presence. The Father Himself loves you. O Lord, how precious to be a child of Thee and to feel the arms of eternal love around our soul. Grant it us, O Lord, this day and this morning. Open our hearts in the listening to the gospel, that the hearing may be mixed with faith, and that the power of the word comes into our soul to condemn us, to take away all everything what's ours, and to fulfill us with Christ, with the Holy Spirit, with the gifts of the Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit: love, peace, gladness, also gladness, O Lord. And we enjoy Thy grace. We are so glad that we can weep from gladness. The wonder to be found by Thee is so great. The blessing to be Thine own, O Lord, bought with a high price, loved with an eternal love. O Lord, how happy is that people that fears the Lord. May we see it, for Thy children sometimes cannot see it. They see the contrary. Sometimes they feel unhappy, so unhappy, when they miss Thee, O Lord. O Lord, come over the mountains of our impossibilities, of our guilt and unworthiness, and visit us with Thy love and presence. Speak unto our soul, I am Thy salvation. When Thy comes, Thy brings everything with Thee, and then we have all, then we have enough, O Lord, enough on Thee. O Lord, we thank Thee for all the mercies which Thou hast bestowed upon us. Thou blessed us in many manners. O Lord, Thou blessed us in our temporal things, and what we need for our bodies, for our daily life, there was overfluence. O Lord, we didn't deserve it. And Thou blessed us also in the means of grace. But we are very blessed by Thee, that we may live among the gospel, that we may hear it, that we have Thy word in our houses, that we may sing of it, that we may bow our knees before Thee. But Lord, it's not enough when it's empty from Thyself. Not a means only can save us, but the use in faith, Thy coming in our heart. O Lord, come and bless the means of grace. We pray for our children, O Lord. Work with Thy Holy Spirit in their young hearts, so that they may know Thee and they seek Thee early. We bless for our young people. O Lord, they live in a world full of sin, And sin is sweet for our flesh, but it's bitter in the end, eternal bitter. Let's see that to warn our young people, O Lord, how bitter it is to sin against Thee, such a good God, such a blessed Savior, that they may be broken in heart and seek Thee in their youth. O Lord, that they may see the glory of Christ, and Thy love come in their souls, and they can say, we love Him because He first loved us. O Lord, bless us and give us Thy presence in speaking, in preaching, in everything, in praying. We cannot miss Thee, O Lord. Without Thee, everything is empty and in vain. Open the Scriptures and come unto our souls. O Lord, we thank Thee for all Thy mercies. And maybe there are among us, when they look back, they may thank Thee for the greatest mercy that they found as Thee, O dear Lord Jesus, that they found peace in the eyes of God, that they were revealed of their guilt and came in the liberty of the gospel. O Lord, bring us in the liberty. Make us free of the bounds of sin and unbelief. O Lord, loose us from the biggest, the greatest sin, unbelief. Oh, what a terrible sin. The most terrible sin is death. O Lord, pardon all our sins and glorify Thy holy name on this day, and may Thy kingdom come and Thy will be done in everything. We ask it only for Jesus' sake. Amen. We want to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to you from the portion of the Scriptures we read, especially the verses 22 till 24. Lamentations 3, the verses 22 till 24. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore will I hope in Him. The theme of the sermon of this morning is Thanksgiving Day on the Ruins. Jeremiah is sitting on the ruins, literally, spiritually. And how is it possible to have Thanksgiving Day of the ruins of our life? Yet it is. Thanksgiving Day on the ruins. And we see in the first place a deep astonishment, a deep surprise, a deep astonishment. Very, very deep. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. How is that possible for such a sinner? Not consumed. Deep astonishment. Pray the Lord that you and I shall have this day, this morning, that deep astonishment, so that we may glorify, Lord, from out the ruins of our own life, from out the unworthiness of our own life. Deep, deep astonishment. In the second place, we try to see daily astonishment. Not one time, not one moment, not one day, but every day. Here, they are new, the mercies of the Lord. They are new, they stay new, They are always new. Never bore they. Daily astonishment. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Oh, let's pray, friends, that we may see the greatness of the faithfulness of the Lord, and that his mercies may be new for our soul this day. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he makes everything new. And in the third place, we see eternal astonishment. Deep astonishment, daily astonishment, and that overflows in eternal astonishment. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The assurance. The assurance from himself. The Lord is my portion. Then you have all. Then you can say that. And that truly. Well, dear children, I say it another time for you. Try to listen. The theme of the sermon is Thanksgiving's Day on the Ruins. Deep astonishment. Daily astonishment. Eternal astonishment. Dear congregation, do you have a spot, a room in your home when you are daily seeking the Lord alone? I think that's very needy, to have a place where you are alone with God. It's good to pray together. Prayer meeting, Thanksgiving's Day. But it's very needy to be alone with God. And now this morning, I take you with me to the prayer room of a child of God. And that's a very precious spot. When a child of God has communion with the Lord. Do you know what that is? To have communion with the Lord. To feel by the Holy Spirit his presence. That are the most beautiful spots on earth. That are the most precious moments in our life. It's good to be near the Lord. I once heard of a mother. She wanted to clean the sleeping room of her son, 17 years old. She opened the door and she saw him there on his knees, praying and crying to the Lord. She closed the door again. She was on a holy place. And I heard from a minister. It was in wartime. And he visited one of his soldiers. And he saw him in the crowd. There was no room to be alone. And he was on his knees. And he went to that young man. And he went back. He felt in his soul the young man was in the presence of the Lord. And he felt it himself, that young man had communion with God. How precious. Do you know something of this? But it's not always easy in the room where we are alone with God. Not always. For here, in this room, there is a child of God, and he is also a servant of God. And he is crying unto the Lord. That's one of the signs of grace, that a child of God in all his circumstances cannot leave it to cry to the Lord in all his misery, in all his guilt. And this man of God that he is in a very bad situation. But what does he? Goes he out? Says he, I shall not pray evermore? Does he say it's in vain to seek the Lord? No. He cannot. He goes into his private. And he cries unto the Lord. But you don't expect such things when we read here. He is on the ruins. He had prophesied it all the time. The Lord shall come in his judgment. And the short Lord shall ruin temple. And the people shall be out away to Babylon. And it happened. For the word of God shall happen on his time. Every word of this holy Bible shall be fulfilled. Do you believe it? Just hold your heart. Now it has happened. And now he cannot come in agreement with the Lord. That's a difficult thing, to agree the Lord. And everything is going well. It's not so difficult. It's easy. And the Lord fulfill our wishes. When the Lord blesses. When we have Thanksgiving Day. And we have only blessings. But there can be another situation. Maybe there are some people among us who are on the ruins. And who must say, here in my heart, it's a ruin. There's nothing. What can please the Lord? There is rebellion against the Lord. Yeah, that we have enough by nature. Rebellion against the Lord. Enmity against the Lord. Against his ways. Against his judgment. Did you see it in your own heart? Enmity against the Lord? And enemies are reconciled unto God. Enemies. Oh, and the Holy Spirit shows us what is in our heart, friends. Then it's more than terrible, much more terrible than we ever expected. Should you expect these things in the prayer of a child of God, of a servant of God, what we read here? Surely against me, is he turned? Who? The Lord. He turneth his hand against me all the day. How sad. How terrible. He has set me in dark places. As they there be dead of old. There is a darkness in his soul. There is no light. Can you understand it? There can be times in the life, the experience of the children of God, that it is so utterly dark. Can you make it light for yourself? No. For that's not the true light. The true light always is coming from above. Only when the Son of Righteousness, Christ, arise in our soul, then darkness fly away, and the light of eternal love flows in our heart. But that he cannot make it ourselves. We can make it dark. That's what we can. But not can we make it light. Oh, Jeremiah, he feels himself so unhappy. So utterly unhappy. Why? He misses the Lord. He misses the love of the Lord. He misses the presence of the Lord. And he knew what it was to hear the voice of his master. He knew what it was to feel the presence, the lovely presence of his God. He knew it. Do you know it too? For then also you know what you miss when the Lord seems to be away. And it was light into your soul, and thereafter it becomes so dark. Oh, there is no man on earth so unhappy in his own feeling than a child of God who is missing the Lord. He can't miss him. That's the mark of the children of God. They can miss everything, but they can't miss the Lord, friends. They can't miss Christ. They cannot live in darkness. They cannot live in a situation when the Lord is far away. A hypocrite can it. A religious man without the true life can miss the Lord. He has his services, he has his Bible, he has his faith, he has everything. But a child of God only is to be fulfilled with the Lord himself. And when we miss the Lord, we miss everything. And therefore Jeremiah is so unhappy. Also, when I cry and shout, he shutteth out my prayer. He cannot pray. He cannot come into the presence of the Lord. It seems in his soul as if he prays in vain. As if the Lord doesn't hear him. Do you know that? There's a difference in prayer. There's much difference in prayer. When we cry to the walls for our own feeling. I once visited a young man of 16 years old, and it was in hospital. And he had been very, very ill, near to death. But he recovered. And I asked him, "Do you pray?" And then that young man began to cry. And he said, crying, "I pray, but I never get an answer. I never get an answer. Also, when I cry and shout, he shutteth out my prayer." And you are a child of God, and you are praying. You are longing for an answer. That you can say, "My God hears me." And Jeremiah knew that. He had often heard the voice of his God and often received an answer on his prayers. For the Lord is the God who answers the people, the prayers of the people, of his people, friends. It's the living God. The God who hears, the God who answers. And then you know that in your own experience. And there comes a time that there is no answer. That you nothing here, then you feel that you feel the contrary. And that's what he feels. "He was unto me as a bear lying in wait, and as a lion in secret places." He was afraid for the Lord. "He has turned aside my ways and pulled me in pieces. He has made me desolate." That's in the heart of this child of God. "Thou hast removed my soul far off from peace. I forgot prosperity. And I said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord." And then it doesn't stop. No. "Remembering mine affliction and my misery, the worm wound and the gall. My soul has them still in remembrance and is humbled in me. And this I recall to my mind. Therefore have I hope." There comes a change. I think that change comes in every true prayer. In the life of every child of God, there comes a time that the Lord comes. And when the Lord comes to your soul and speaks to your soul, dear friend, then everything's changed. When the sun arises, everything becomes clear. When it's dark, you see nothing. You cannot see in future. You cannot see back what happened in your life. You see nothing. But when the sun arises and Christ comes over in your heart, you can see back and see all the mercies of the Lord. And that's what we try to do this day, to see back and to see the mercies of the Lord. And when you really see the mercies of the Lord by faith, you can see also in future what's waiting you. For the best is still coming, children of God. It shall not be a long time that we shall be there, where Thanksgiving Day is eternal. Do you long for it? To be perfect? To be with the Lord? Or there comes a blessed change in the heart of the prophet? And that may be our prayer too, and our longing, that we have really Thanksgiving Days always on the ruins of our own righteousness. And what does he say? A deep surprise, an astonishment comes in his heart. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. We are not consumed. We not, such as we are here. Many people were consumed. Many people on this world starve from hunger. How many people, you read it every day, starve in war violence? And also the soldiers of your own country are dying in foreign places. And we are not consumed. We awoke this morning, and the Lord gave us so many blessings. Not consumed. But every day He blesses us. When we awoke, we may bow our knees. There is an overfluence of food. We can go, most of us, to our work and labor. And the Lord gives us power and strength for it. All comes from above, not consumed. Let us see back and see the mercies of the Lord. Let's number them one for one. And we are not consumed. But our life is still full of mercies. Temporarily, mercies. There are a lot. And we don't deserve them. But there is more. Spiritual blessings, mercies. See back, friends, between prayer day and Thanksgiving Day. What did you receive from the Lord? Let's see back now on this moment and try to find in our remembrance where the Lord spoke to our soul. Where we met the Lord in sacred prayer. On what occasions the Lord Jesus was revealed to our soul in the glorious preaching of the gospel. Were there moments of peace with God? Were there moments of His precious presence? What are the mercies the Lord bestowed on you? Or must you say, they were not? Oh, really, it are mercies that you may live among the means of grace. But it's terrible, friend, when you hear the glorious gospel and you don't believe it. It's terrible to
to hear Christ preaching in his fullness and to not to love him. That's terrible. That's one of the most terrible things on earth. When Christ is the greatest blessing. The greatest, all-fulfilling blessing is Christ himself. Unspeakable gift of the Father to a lost world. Unspeakable gift of the Father to a lost sinner. When you receive Christ, you receive all. You receive mercy in the eyes of God. Oh, let's see back. Did you receive Christ? Or are you without Christ? Empty of Christ? Oh, what an unhappy life you have then. Then you may have millions of dollars. Then you may have a big house. Then you have everything you need for this life. But you miss everything. Then you miss that great, great mercy. Christ himself. And God reconciled in Christ. Fatherly love. In and by Christ. That's what Jeremiah is saying. And seeing. It's of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Why not? Why are we not consumed? Put this question to yourself now. Why I am not consumed? Have I not sinned against the Lord? Have I lived before the Lord as it ought to be? Can I stand before the Lord in the light of his holy law? Was my life a glorifying life? Then we have to say, O Lord, do not with us to our iniquities. How can we stand before thee? It's a wonder of thy grace that we are not consumed. That's only mercy, only mercy. Thy mercies, thy great mercies. What a sin everywhere. You live in a country with peace, with prosperity. And how many other places on this world, it's others. They're full of bums. Their young people die themselves and make themselves a weapon against their enemies. Consumed. On one moment, 10, 12, 14 people. And we not. Why, I am not consumed. I am better. Are you better? No, friend, you are not better. And then you know yourselves a little. And then you feel some things. Something of the truth in your soul. You must say, I'm the worst of all sinners. And it's only the mercies of the Lord. That I am not consumed. Why not? Only his mercies. Why not consumed? Because Christ became consumed. It's only from him. He hung on the cross. And he was consumed. The anger of God. Bearing our guilt, deserving all our mercies. He is the fountain, the only fountain, Christ. Because Christ died, you can live. Because Christ hung on the cross and was left by his Father. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Therefore Jeremiah is not forsaken. He feels it sometimes as if it is, but it is not so. Always there comes that blessed change in the life of the people of Lord, not consumed, because Christ was consumed for me. And he hung on the cross. And there the full wrath of God came upon him. And now from the cross there come overflowing mercies. Overflowing mercy, sinner, to make you alive when you are dead. Overflowing mercies to forgive all your sins. When you have the guilt of the whole world, you are not too bad to become saved by the
the grace and the mercy of Christ. Oh, that you see the mercies in God. See on Christ. And you see all the mercies of God. Oh, have the eyes to see Christ. And to see the mercies of God. And that make us so humble. That make us so low in ourselves. And there is Jeremiah. That's Thanksgiving's Day. That's really Thanksgiving's Day. To be humble. To stand in the wonder. In the astonishment. Deep, deep astonishment. It are only thy mercies. That I am not consumed. That I am sitting here. And when then the Lord has seen upon me. That's the greatest blessing. And so this deep, deep astonishment goes over in daily astonishment. Not one time. It's precious. When we have times that we are in the presence of the Lord and that the mercies of the Lord are very lively in our soul. But it's not so good, friend, when there are so many days when you are not near the Lord. And the mercies of the Lord I know what it is. But when you receive the mercies of the Lord, you can never say that. I am preaching the gospel now, 27 years. And it's all the time new. It's always new. And you are always longing for a glimpse of His beauty. That's the desire. Grace. For everything what the Lord gives us is new, is fresh. Then for in heaven, there is no time. When we have the perfect experience of the mercies of the Lord, it's always new into all eternity. But here the prophet, when the Lord is good upon him, and he sees and feels the mercies of the Lord, he says, they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness every morning. Is that a desire of your heart? You began this morning with the Lord? And did you see his faithfulness? And were the mercies of the Lord new for your soul? Every morning I awoke, and the same night many people died. And many people went to hell in the night which passed. Why not you? What's the difference between you and the people who passed away and are lost forever? What's the difference? Only thy mercies. Only thy free grace. Nothing in me, O Lord. Nothing in me that I may awoke. How when a man is really a sinner for God, friend, when the Holy Spirit is making us honest and let us see what we really deserve, it can sometimes be that we cannot sleep. For Lord, when I awake, where shall I be? Do you know it? When the last night of your life is coming, maybe sooner than you think, how shall it be then, friend? When you open your eyes, where are you then? Every morning you, when the Lord gives me my food, oh, that's normal. There's enough. Is that normal? Is that normal? There are thousands of children who ask their parents, Mom, I'm so hungry, but there is no food. There are thousands of children who've been adopted from foreign countries, also in Holland. I have there in my congregation, and it's nice, it's good. But often they have parents who cannot feed them. Every morning there is enough. Every morning we go to our work, we go to school. Is that normal? And the Lord gives us all what we need. Is that normal? It's not normal, friend. And the Lord does with us according our sins. What should we have? And where should we be to see that, to feel that? Only thy mercies, O Lord. Then we may come to his house. Why are we sitting here? Why we? Why you? Why I? Why are we not working? Why are we not busy now with other things? Why is the Lord warning us, calling us, inviting us, commanding us, come to Christ? Why? What a great blessing is the gospel, that we are living on under the light of the gospel. Why we? Every day, you? Every day, thy word, when I open it, when I hear the voice of the Lord, oh, everything is new now. When the Lord is there, friends, when he is in it, then it is new. When we are far away of the Lord, we read a portion of Scripture, and 5 minutes later on, we don't know what we have read. When we are far away of the Lord, we bow our knees and we pray, and we stand up. And did we meet the Lord really? No, not at all. We go the day in without the Lord, an empty day, a lost day. How different it is when we are here like the prophet. When we really feel in our soul, it's of the Lord's mercies that we are we. We are not consumed. And then every day, every new morning, is a new blessing, is a new mercy,
And in the smallest day of things of life, we see the mercy of the Lord. The Lord. And we glorify Him, for that's the end, friend. That our life is a God-glorifying life. That we in all things the Lord grants us, give honor to Him, thanksgiving to Him, really thanksgiving, but then with our whole heart. That it's not longer normal. All the blessings the Lord bestow upon us. Every morning new. When we I really may feel the love of the Lord in the morning. When I may sing His glory. When I may meet Him in prayer. Every morning, when I may begin the day with my Lord, I once heard of a child of God in Holland. And she always said at the beginning of the day, "Oh Lord, kiss me. I've not yet had a kiss from Thee. And I cannot enter the day without a kiss from Thee." Oh, do you know what it is, friend, to have a kiss of the Lord? That's always new. That's always new. And it makes you always desiring for more. Oh Lord, kiss my soul. Kiss me anew. For the experience of the love of God in Christ is more precious than what is to be found in this world. Thy goodness is better than life. And that's the experience of the Lord's people. But how far away are we often from it, isn't it? And that's the reason that God is not glorified in our life. That's the reason that there is no shining out from us from the light of Christ. That's the reason that we are not a lightning light in this dark world, that we were more in the presence of the Lord. When the light of the Lord and the love of the Lord and the peace of the Lord was more in our heart, and we were more full of it, friends, then we should more spread it out, and we should be used to win others. Thou art the light of the world, says the Lord. And when the light is in us, and the light is shining from out us, then we are a blessing for the family in which we live, then we are a blessing for the community in which we live, then we are a blessing for the whole country, for the children of God is a praying people, a soul for the country, for all the needs. Thy mercies every morning, you, that must be our desire. That it's not normal for us, all the mercies of the Lord. And that we every morning really bow our knees and seek the Lord Himself. Seek the greatest mercy. Seek Christ for our soul. That we may begin the day with the Lord. And that we may pass through the day with the Lord. We need Him in our work. That we may do the right things. That we make the right choice. And that His name may be glorified by our life every day new, every day a meeting with the Lord. Is that possible? Of course, is that possible? Why don't we seek it? Why don't we expect it? Why expect we so few things from the Lord? Why think we so little from the Lord and His mercy and His grace? But now the prophet is in the presence of the Lord. And now every morning is a new morning, is a new meeting, is a new life. Every morning new, daily astonishment about everything, the goodness of the Lord and the presence of the Lord. Daily astonishment. That's what we need. And then when we something know of these precious things, it shall soon flow out in eternal, eternal astonishment. In daily astonishment, the child of God lives to the glory of God.
In daily astonishment, a child of God lives in the nearness of the Lord. And he receives from the Lord the power for all things, the wisdom for all things, living with the Lord. Every morning new, that must be our deepest desire. And then we can say, by grace, the Lord is my portion, says my soul. The Lord is my portion. Friends, what are your possessions? You have a nice house. You have a big amount of money on your bank account. What do you have? Can you say now, the Lord is my portion? That's the happiness of Jeremiah. He has nothing. He is sitting on the ruins. The town is ruined, temple is ruined, he has nothing. His beloved ones are passed away or are in Babylon. He has nothing in this world. But on the ruins, he can say, the Lord is my portion. And then you have all. And you can say, the Father, God the Father, is my Father. And I am by grace his child. And I feel that by the witness of the Holy Spirit in my own soul, the Lord is my portion. He receives here a full assurance of grace. Many children of God are often doubting, am I a child of God? Or I am not. It's hard to believe it. When I see on myself such a poor sinner as I am, can such a poor creature, sinful and worthy creature, be a child of God? No, that's impossible. And sometimes we feel the contrary. He was unto me as a bear, lying in wait, and as a lion in secret places. He has turned aside my ways, and now so different. How good is the Lord for his afflicted people. What a precious thing when the Lord comes over in our soul. Then comes there the full assurance. Do you know it's your friend that you are a child of God? There are people in Holland, maybe not here. They think the faith is not sound when a child of God is sure. But I think the contrary. The faith is not sound when a child of God is always doubting. Of course, there are a lot of afflictions in the life of the people of God. And Satan is always lying. He says to a hypocrite, you are a child of God. And to the true people of God, he says, and you are not. That's impossible. But when the Lord is speaking, when the Lord is coming, all voices are in silence. And that only voice sounds in our soul, the voice of the Lord himself. And then we can say, and we must say, the Lord is my portion. Eternal astonishment. When that is true, when the Lord makes true this day, what I miss, and I shall miss everything I have in life. I shall miss my house, my money, my beloved ones, everyone and everything I shall miss. But when I can say the Lord is my portion, then you have an eternal portion. Then you have enough for time. Then you have enough for eternity. Then you can say the Lord
is my Father, my Heavenly Father, reconciled in Christ, and I feel His fatherly love, and His fatherly presence, and His fatherly care. And the Holy Spirit witness that. Your only soul, the Lord, God the Son, is my portion, given unto me, when I was in the midst of my misery, of my guilt, in the impossibility to be saved ever. Then the Lord Jesus was given to me by the Holy Spirit in my soul, and His blood applied to my soul gave peace in my heart. And now I can say by grace, the Lord is my portion. The blessed Savior is my Savior. He died for me on the cross. He gave His life for me, and He gave His peace into my soul. That's a portion, friends. You can only weep about it. That's the greatest wonder. When the Lord says it Himself, the Lord is my portion, my blessed Savior in heaven. He is praying for me. He is preparing place for me. And then that is true by the power of the Holy Spirit. You cannot say what that is. The Lord is my portion, and the Holy Spirit came and dwells in your heart, and you revealed your guilt, and you revealed the beauty of Christ, and the Holy Spirit applied the blood of Christ to your soul, so that you can say, the Lord, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit is my portion. Then you have enough.
And when you have not that portion, you have nothing. You know maybe that Esau, the brother of Jacob, said, I have a lot. Oh, brother, I have a lot. I don't need your gifts. But Jacob could say, I have all. I have seen God from countenance to countenance, and my soul has been saved. I have all, you have all, and you have God. But maybe you say, Pastor, it's such a great thing to say that. To say the Lord is my portion. Can you say this then? That your soul is crying for that blessing? That you see how empty everything is without God? That you feel how unhappy you are without Christ? When you seek the Lord, be encouraged. For they who seek Him shall find Him. And your soul is not to be fulfilled with what? With no man, only with God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. You shall find Him. Then who may He makes you empty of all things, He shall fulfill you. So is the Lord. And also in the life of the Lord's people, it can be so empty again. What Jeremiah experienced here, and yet one thing is not away, never. The secret crying to the Lord, O Lord, O Lord. And then the Lord comes. And He always comes on His time, in due time. And He fulfills us with His love. So that we can say, the Lord is my portion, says my soul, says my soul, a saved soul, a soul enlightened by the Holy Spirit, a soul led by the Lord Himself. His soul says, the Lord is my portion. I am the most happy man on the world. I am the richest man on the world. When you are poor in things of time, that doesn't matter. that you are the richest man and the most happy man in the world. That you can say by grace, the Lord is my portion. And that's the preaching of the gospel today. That's what I may offer you in the name of God, God Himself. I offer you Christ. And may you believe in Christ. May you come as a poor lost sinner to Christ. And may you embrace Christ in true living faith, dear friend. Then you have God Himself. Then Christ bring you back to the Father. Then out of the fullness of Christ you receive the Spirit. And you receive the assurance in your own soul. And then it's saying here, but then by the Lord Himself, the Lord is my portion. Say, my soul, I am so happy now. I'm the most happiest man on the world. How happy makes the Lord His people. And He comes over in their affliction and in their misery. And therefore will I hope in Him. I will hope in the midst of all my miseries. The ruins are there. And the people is away. And my beloved ones are dying. And I am outwardly so unhappy, is Jeremiah. But I will hope. Therefore, in Him, on the ruins, I have Thanksgiving Day. What I can lose, I shall never lose, my Lord. I shall never lose the love of Christ. I shall never lose an eternal love. For the heaven is open, our friends. There is hope. When the Lord comes, He gives hope in our soul, and He opens the eternity for us. Where shall I be in eternity? Well, shall you be in eternity? Do you know it? Then you can say by grace, and the Lord is my portion. Then there is a great astonishment in your soul. Then it's the longing of your life to have it every day new. Then you are on your journey. To eternal astonishment, your hope shall be fulfilled, and the hope in the Lord lift you up above all the misery in which you live, in all the troubles which you have, and the Lord helps you, and He brings you at the end. The end shall be so glory, full glory of the Lord. Then you shall receive your rich friend. Then you can, as in eternal surprise, glorify your Lord. And that's the chief end of your soul. To be there where is no sin. There is no trouble. There you never shall be separated from your most beloved one. But when you forever and ever may glorify Him. Oh, that's the end. Eternal surprise, astonishment. My God, I shall glorify Thee forever and ever. Thanksgiving Day begins here, but it shall never end in the heart and in the life of the people of God. And then you pass away, and you are on your starving death. Then heaven goes open. Oh, my Lord, Thou art my portion to all eternity, eternal portion. Oh, how rich we are, friend, when the Lord is our portion. We have an eternal portion. We have an eternal peace. We have an eternal love. And we have a future so full of happiness and full of glory of the Lord. And so the light of the Lord is shining in the soul of Jeremiah. And he sees back all mercies, all mercies, only mercies. And he sees in future all mercies, all mercies. And that to the glory of the Lord, glory of the Father, the glory of the Son, and the glory of the Holy Spirit. And therefore the psalmist, he sung it, hope in the Lord, you wait, my saints, and He will well provide for mercy and redemption, full and free, with Him abide, from sin and evil mighty, till they seem His arm almighty, will His saints redeem. Are you a saint? Amen. Let's thank and pray now. are too poor to speak out thy mercies, to speak out thy glory and the happiness thou givest, and thou comes over to our soul, and by the witness of the Holy Spirit our soul says, the Lord is my portion. O Lord, bless thy word for each of us, that the children may keep it in their heart, and pray this day, O Lord, be my portion, and that when they who miss thee cannot miss thee any longer, for all is in Christ, free offered to the greatest of sinners. O Lord, pardon the sins of this service too, for our best works near the blood of sprinkling. Be with us the rest of this day, and bring us again together tonight, and help us in the preaching of the gospel and in listening, and may we experience it by thy grace, that thy love is new, always new, the mercies bestowed upon us, eternal new. O Lord, we thank thee for all thy goodness, and see upon us only in Christ. Amen. Receive now the blessing of the Lord, and go in peace to your home. The love of God and the love of Christ and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.